You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.
Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything. I'm very excited today to be doing this podcast because it's my 225th podcast, number 225. This podcast is being sponsored by Coconut Avenue Book Publishers, a creative avenue for best-selling authors. Coconut Avenue Books include the award-winning and best-selling book, The Plastic Effect, How Urban Legends Influence the Use and Misuse of Credit Cards. Coconut Avenue Books are available online on Amazon and other online booksellers and at your favorite bookstores. Check out the full list of Coconut Avenue Books at coconutavenue.com. Since this is my 225th podcast, episode 225, I'm back in the studio today with a studio audience. Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, What is Your Capability Gap? Have you ever felt that you're not quite living up to your own potential, to what you know you could possibly achieve? Is that quiet voice inside you reminding you that you're capable of much more than you're currently showing? What is a capability gap? Your capability is everything you have within you, your skills, your talents, your strengths, your creativity, your resilience, your experience, your network, even your energy. It's a sum of what you could bring to your life if you were fully engaged. Your performance, on the other hand, is a reality of how you're showing up each day, the actions you take, the habits you practice, and the results you're creating. The distance between those two, the distance between the level you are performing at and the level you can potentially perform at, is your capability gap. The question is whether or not you have capability gaps. You do. You have them personally and professionally. The real question is, what would your life look like if you addressed your own capability gaps? Why do capability gaps exist? Most of you don't live at your full potential, not because you lack the ability to do so. Instead, it's because of the barriers that you let creep in, such as fear. Fear of failure, of judgment, of what might change if you really live up to your true potential. Comfort zones. You never leave your comfort zone. Your life feels good enough, so you stay in familiar territory. Distractions. You allow your life to be full of distractions. Endless distractions pull you away from meaningful efforts in your life. Lack of clarity. You've never taken the time to define what living up to your potential actually looks like and means to you. Gaining clarity is very important to close your capability gaps. Your capability gaps are not proof that something is wrong with you. Instead, it's proof that you have untapped potential waiting to be activated. Now, how do you identify your own capability gaps? The first step is recognition. Ask yourself these questions to identify your own personal and professional capability gaps. So ask yourself these questions. Where in my life am I playing small? Where am I holding myself back, dimming my light, or not fully stepping into my potential? What do I need to be honest about in my personal relationships? Do my daily habits reflect my true strengths, or are they keeping me stuck? What is keeping me from getting promoted or achieving my professional goals? What skills, passions, or ideas have I set aside? If a close friend, colleague, or your boss compared your potential to your performance, what would they notice? When you ask these questions to yourself, be honest when you identify your own capability gaps. You may feel uncomfortable, but it's also liberating. Awareness of your capability gaps creates the opportunity for change. How do you close your own capability gaps? Bridging the distance between capability and performance is a relatively easy thing to do. It begins with setting intentions and taking actions. Here are four practical steps. Number one, awareness. Identify where personal and professional capability gaps exist in your life. Awareness means being willing to look honestly at both your strengths and the ways you're holding yourself back. Number two, clarity. Visualize what performing at your full potential would look like for you. Clarity provides a starting point that helps guide your daily choices to close your own capability gaps. Number three, alignment. Adjust your choices, routines, priorities to support and come into alignment with a clear vision for performing at your full potential. Alignment is about living in sync with your full potential. Number four, courage. Take steps that feel uncomfortable, but move you closer to living to your true potential. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's choosing to act in spite of it. Each courageous step reduces the gap between who you are today and who you're capable of becoming. Try this simple exercise. Number one, choose one area where you know you're capable of achieving more. Number two, write down a small but specific action you can take this week to step towards that higher level of potential. Number three, record your successes. Momentum starts with setting an intention and making one decision to start closing your own capability gaps. Your capability gaps represent the space between the actual life you're living and the life you are potentially capable of living. Closing your capability gaps means stepping into your own life with authenticity, bravery, and purpose. Closing your capability gaps allows you to create a significant, positive impact in your own life. Till next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything, closing my own capability gaps at the edges of my own life. I'd like to thank Coconut Avenue Book Publishers for sponsoring this episode of my podcast, Coconut Avenue, the creative avenue for best-selling authors. Coconut Avenue books are available online on Amazon and other online booksellers, and at your favorite bookstores. Check out the full list of Coconut Avenue books at coconutavenue.com. I'd also like to thank the studio audience today for being with me for my podcast episode number 225. Thank you.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net. This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.